The monk Denzin Gyatso is not anything in his mind-body complex, ranging from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. When I seek the monk Denzin Gyatso, nothing is found, not the visual consciousness, not the hearing consciousness, not the smelling consciousness, not the tasting consciousness, not the body consciousness, and not the mental consciousness, not the waking consciousness, not the dreaming consciousness, not the consciousness of deep sleep, and at the end, not even the clear light of death. Are any of these Denzin Gyatso? None is found to be Denzin Gyatso. Also, there is nothing outside of the mind-body complex that is Denzin Gyatso. In addition, Denzin Gyatso does not depend on the mind-body complex as a separate entity, like a lion in a grove of trees. Also, the mind-body complex does not depend on Denzin Gyatso as a separate entity, like a forest of trees in snow. Both of those would require that Denzin Gyatso and the mind-body complex be different entities, and that is impossible. Also, Denzin Gyatso does not possess the mind-body complex, like a person possessing a cow, which would require different entities, or like a tree possessing its core, which would be the same entity. Then what Denzin Gyatso is there? For sure, nothing can be found, not as part of the mind-body complex, not depending on the mind-body complex as a separate entity, not in possession of the mind-body complex, and not even as the continuum of the mind-body complex. It is clear that the self is merely set up in dependence upon the mind-body complex. This analysis stands in opposition to the way we usually think. When I think I am a monk, there is an appearance in my mind of the monk to whom body and mind belong. We are all humans, that is for sure. But when we identify ourselves as a person, and when we identify someone else as a different person over there, we appear most concretely. Yet when we apply analysis to determine what the actual person is, when we analyze whether this person is a certain type of mind and body, we do not come up with anything that is the person. Also, it is not possible for something entirely separate from mind and body to be the person. This being the case, this profound Buddhist system teaches us that a person is just set up in dependence upon mind and body.